That's Maren Morris with Hozier, the duet version of The Bones on Coast 93.1, 729, Blake and Eva Show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. We're going to do another Name That Tune in a few minutes. Oh, not quite yet, but in
so
a few
hard.
Minutes. I know, but this is not Prince. This will be the nominees who are up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Who's See, in there? Whitney's
some,
in there.
You got some Whitney.
I don't know who else is. But.
You got some Doobie. Well, we're probably not going to do Doobie Brothers, but you got some Pat Benatar in there.
Right.
Yeah. That's all coming up in a few minutes. So, Todd, this is mostly for Todd, but other parents can listen who need tips on how to steal Halloween candy from your children.
Okay.
It's a parent's guide.
I don't need it. I'm already an expert on it.
You're an expert thief?
Yeah.
But do you employ these little tricks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
See how many you tick off.
How do you do it? Do you just take it?
Well, my strategy is to let them off. Like, I'll say, hey, guys, which kind do you not want? And then they'll give me, the stuff they don't like.
Right.
And then after about 4, 5, 6 days, it starts to become a little bit of an afterthought.
Mm.
And that's when I go in for the kill.
That's when you go in.
Yeah, that's when I go in for the Reese's, peanut butter cups, and the Snickers.
Yeah, it says distract them when they first get it, because that's when they're all excited.
Okay.
And it says you can check the candy to make sure it's safe to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Maybe check it out of their view.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously.
You guys go upstairs and change. I'm going to check candy.
I'm just going to check through this. Oh, no, there was some suspicious stuff in there, so I had to get rid of it. Yeah. Let them have a candy feast on Halloween night.
Right.
That way it seems like more of a one-night thing, and then the extras they don't really think about. Talk about the items they're most excited about so they don't notice the ones they're not. This is like half evil,
right,
and half awesome.
Right.
Try the Switch Witch.
Oh.
So this is kind of like,
you know how... bait and switch?
No. You know how we have the... the Tooth Fairy will come and exchange... leave something under the pillow for teeth.
Right.
I guess the Switch Witch will bring children a toy if you leave some Halloween candy out.
Oh, and specific kinds we'd like to be left out.
I guess the Switch Witch has particulars.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Blame ghosts if the candy disappears. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
If you steal it gradually, don't do it too gradually. Say, no, you guys already ate that.
Right.
And then it says, there's always, you could just take it. There's an expression, taking candy from children.
Right.
There's a reason that expression exists. Because it's very easy. That's what it says.
Right until the temper tantrum.
This is my favorite, though.
Who
it says
this study? Like, I mean,
I don't even, it's not a study. It's like, these are different tips
like
from.
Common, this silly.
I know. And I like this one, though. It says, if you want to steal some candy from the Halloween candy from the kids, tell them it has to ripen. So you put some of it, like a fruit or something. So you put some of it in a paper bag towards the back of the pantry.
That's hilarious.
It has to ripen.
I kind of like that one.
Try that, Todd, and see if you try it with a straight face.
I will. I'll try that.
I know. Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the time of the morning that the kids may listen.
Well,
oh, you've ruined that.
They're, 10, and, in the fifth grade, they're sort of
too sharp
now.
Yeah.
They are. If your avocados have to ripen sometimes.
Well, true, right.
And so do Snickers. See, you guys can't even listen to it.
You have to ask it with a question. You got to be more convincing.
Okay. Yeah, you got to be more convincing than that.
You guys know me.
Right, with Snickers?
Yeah. The Snickers have to, I couldn't even say it without laughing.
She can't lie. That's the thing. Eva would have to do the just take it method, because she can't lie.
Right.
Oh, hold up. Speaking of can't lying, of Eva can't lie, so I just learned that one of the charities that we did an event for gave her a gift, like a nice gift. Wasn't it like a watch or something?
It was a bracelet.
A bracelet.
Whoa.
And she gave it back and said, I'm never going to wear this. I don't want it.
What?
Yeah,
okay.
Who does that?
I said it nicer than
who
that.
Who does
like,
that?
Come on.
Right? But I guess it's better than lying, because you'd get caught in the lie.
That is...
But I thought, my God.
Okay, can I lay out my case? Because you make me sound like some... hideous, ungrateful biatch.
No, you just sound like a Switch Witch. Maybe if I put this bracelet under my pillow, I'll get the toy I really want.
Right.
It was a large cuff bracelet, which is not something I would wear. It was very nice, and I'm sure it was quite expensive. And I felt like I wasn't going to use it. And rather than just give it to somebody else or sell it on the marketplace, I gave it
back. But don't sell it. God, that would be even worse.
To say,
dude, why wouldn't you just re-gift it?
Yeah, re-gift it.
Why wouldn't you just be like, so, like, thank you.
Because I thought that they could use it.
That's so sweet of you to think of me like that. And you know, like, accept the gift.
I thought they could use it the following year as an auction item because it really was nice. It just wasn't me. And I was just being honest. I appreciate
So, okay, what
honesty.
Did you say? What did you say?
I said, you know what? Here's the truth. This is just not my style.
Wow.
And I'm not going to wear it.
You should have lied.
You
should
have just
taken
it. And you should have
lied,
either
woman.
Keep it for yourself or you should put it in the auction for next year because it is a beautiful piece that, I mean, people who wear large cuff bracelets would probably love.
But not me.
But not me.
But I don't like that.
But nope.
It's not my style.
Yeah, why don't you just give it to somebody else? Give it to a friend or...
I mean, you don't think that's worse? Oh, look at I got this really expensive bracelet.
No, because they're giving
somebody
it to
you. Somebody took the time to go like seek this out and
I
think,
know.
Oh, Eva's going to like this. This will be a sweet gesture to her.
Right,
and then you just shot it down. Like a
surprise. Well,
like a Patriot missile shooting down a Scud back in the Desert Storm.
I thought they would appreciate the honesty, but apparently this was 2 years
ago.
That's
quite an analogy there.
Right?
1 year ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago. And I think this was actually 3 years ago. So they are holding on to this.
Yeah. Well, because clearly it was something, the way you did it lasted. They went, oh my God, how ungrateful. If they isn't that a sign that it would have been better just to re-gift it? You know what you wouldn't be talking about 2 years later?
The bracelet.
The giant bracelet, yeah.
I tried the honest approach.
Save it for an 80s party or something.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Bangles were in. Big bangles.
Right? It was a cuff. There's a difference.
Oh, I don't know the difference.
All right, so that was a fail, but I attempted honesty.
Yeah. Sometimes when people give you...
Honesty.
When people give you a gift...
Yeah.
When people... Eva, by the way, we play clips sometimes. You don't need to just randomly sing things, okay? Sometimes we play the clips because it's funny. It's just randomly breaking into song. It just doesn't work. So
God.
When people give you something, it's because they want to do something nice.
I understand that.
And then when you say, I don't like that, they're like, oh, well, like, guess that wasn't nice. Like, now they feel like they failed. In giving you something nice. Like, all they wanted to say was, thank you for doing this event.
Right.
And instead, you went, well, if you want to thank me, you would have picked something I'd wear.
You're right. Okay, you know? When you put it that way, I understand what you're saying. And you know what? Mea culpa. Sorry. Okay. Bring on the bracelet. I'll re-gift it.
I think you should ask for it back and wear it.
Yeah, you should. I changed my mind and my style.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that bracelet, by the way? I want it now. Change my mind. Because Blake made me feel guilty on the radio. I mean, no, because I like it. It's my style now. I'm all cuffs all the time. Cuffs and bangles. Who knew they were the different things?